Right, Ephesians chapter 4. So the title of the sermon this morning is called Becoming a Complete Christian, or Perfect, as the King James likes to say it. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11, it says, "And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ." See, at Very Baptist Church, if you haven't figured it out, you get much cheap teaching here. We get a lot of not just teaching, great preaching, and with that preaching, great application that you need to apply to your life. And I want to ask you this morning, how well are you at receiving that instruction? And better yet, how well are you applying it to your Christian life? Because see, this is the only way that you and me and you will become a complete Christian. Proverbs 9:9 says, "Give instruction to a wise man, and he will be yet wiser. Teach a just man, and he will increase in learning." We will become a complete Christian when we apply what we learned. And what is that when you do that? It's called obedience. Go to Genesis chapter 17, if you would. Obedience to the word of God. God speaks, the word of God is preached, and you obey. So number one this morning, when you do obey, you must obey immediately. Genesis chapter 17, verse 23. Genesis 17, 23. "And Abraham took Ishmael his son, and all that were born in his house, and all that were bought with his money, every male among the men of Abraham's house, and circumcised the flesh of their foreskin in the selfsame day, as God had said unto him." See, look at that, the same day. Abraham heard something, and who wants to do that? Who wants to sign up for circumcision? See, Abraham heard something. God said, "Hey, this is what you're going to do." And he didn't wait. He didn't delay. He goes, in the selfsame day, he listened. He obeyed God. You know, he didn't hesitate. You're there in Genesis 17. Flip over to chapter 22. Genesis chapter 22. So to be a complete Christian, not only must we obey immediately, number two this morning, we must obey willingly. Genesis 22, verse 1. "And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham. And he said unto him, Abraham, and he said, Behold, here am I. And he said, Take now thy son, thy only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. And Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and clave the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up and went unto the place which God had told him." See, Abraham got up early. We're not going to get up early to go to something that we're not willingly going to do. And look, God told him. He goes, "This is what you're going to do." Abraham did not make excuses. He didn't say, "Well, I got something to do tomorrow." God, he's on, "No." God said, "Today is the day you're going to do it." And Abraham obeyed willingly. Isaiah 1:19 says, "If you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land." See, there's a blessings associated with this behavior of not only being obedient, but being willingly obedient. So not only must be obedient immediately, and not only must we obey willingly, we must obey in faith. Obey in faith. Look at Genesis 22:4. Drop down to verse 4, 22:4. "And on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, Abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship." And look at this, "and come again to you." See, Abraham believed that Isaac was going to come back with him. "And Abraham took the wood for the burnt offering," verse 6, "and laid it upon Isaac his son, and he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and said, My father. And he said, Here am I, my son. And he said, Behold, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, My son," look at this, "God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering." He said, "God's going to take care of it, son. We don't need to worry about it." Incredible faith. Look, and he says, "For a burnt offering," so that they went both of them together, and they came to the place which God had told him of, and Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. See, Abraham was going to go through with this. Abraham was convinced. I'm sure it wasn't an easy thing for them to do him. I can imagine being in this situation. But, you know, Abraham truly believed and obeyed in faith that if he would have killed Isaac, that God was going to resurrect him. God was going to bring him back to life. And so here's the soul-winning application to it. So, we come here week after week, those of you soul winning every week, and we're here Sunday morning, Wednesday night, Sunday night, we're here. We get so much instruction out of the Word of God. And we need to apply it. We need to apply it in the ways I say. We need to obey it, you know, immediately, and we need to obey it in faith. But, you know, on Saturday morning, you know, the soul winning tips, whether pastor's up here, Deacon Oliver's up here, one of the men of God or you know, one of the guys are up here preaching the Word of God to you, you know, we need to obey that as well. I mean, Saturday morning, this is just some kind of filler, you know, to extend the soul winning meeting here. And I found myself, sometimes I don't actually apply some of these tips. And over the last several weeks, you know, we've been given much. Several weeks back, Pastor talked about saturation of the gospel. If you remember, if you were here, he brought up a map and showed how we need to give Sacramento, everyone, a chance to hear the gospel. And we need to go out further from the church, and it's going to be more of a sacrifice because the new local is not going to be so local anymore. But we need to get on board with that, and gave us kind of a vision of the do with that. It's important. Brother Matt stood up here and said, becoming a mighty soul winner, you know, learn, train, fight. You guys remember that? Learn, train, fight. What's he trying to do? Get prepared. Get you prepared before you come here. Get your plan out, what you're going to say. Don't try and work all that out today. I mean, we're going out to go to battle. You already need to have done that during the week. So, and then Deacon Oliver taught us, becoming all things to all men, that we're not, as we go out, we're not going to just find people like us. We're going to find a lot of people that are completely different from us, and we need to be able to minister them and reach them where they're at. And then Brother Jeff stood up and talked about the hope of salvation, to be ready to give an answer, okay, of what? The hope of salvation that's in us, the eternal life that's in us, and to avoid those foolish questions. But Brother Nate's the one that actually, his sermon kind of stirred this sermon up because he taught on being ready, safety out soul winning. And last week I was with Brother Matt, me and my wife, Miss Casey, we were out, and we were surrounded by dogs. I mean, not sodomites, but actual dogs on each side. And we're going, and his sermon popped in my mind. I'm like, and I'm not talking little dog. I'm talking the Rotts, the Pits, the German Shepherds, the ones that could do some damage. And I'm like, man, if they get out, we're going to get jacked up. And I go, man, I'm not ready. I don't have anything. So I didn't have it last week, brother, but I'm ready. I purchased one. If one of those dogs gets out, I feel a little better now. But it made me think, it went back into my mind, maybe I'm not applying some of these other things that I'm being taught. You know, it's important, you know, because we've been given much here. So God's going to require much of every one of us. Here's Proverbs 5 for those of you who don't want to obey. Proverbs 5:12 says, and say how I've hated instruction and my heart despised reproof. I have not obeyed the voice of my teachers, nor inclined mine ear to them that instructed me. That's not good. That's not what I want to be. It's not what I want for you. So here's some verses if you want to be like Abraham, who obeyed immediately, willingly, and in faith. Psalm 119:100. I understand more than the ancients, because I keep thy precepts. Proverbs 10:21 says, the lips of the righteous feed many, but fools die for want of wisdom. See, we're not fools because guess what? We're getting preached the Word of God. But you know what? If you don't do anything with it, if you don't want to apply it, because it really does you no good. There's a lot of people out there who have a lot of Bible knowledge, but they don't use it. They don't use it to edify someone. They don't use it to better someone. So this morning, keep this in mind as you go out. We want to go out and feed many with the righteousness that God's given us. And use that wisdom. Use that wisdom to teach others. I forgot to mention Brother Luke. Brother Luke talked about transitioning from a silent partner to being a soul winner. You're saying, we're sitting out there and saying, well, I already speak. How's that apply to me? Well, can you teach someone else to speak? Can you encourage someone else to become a speaker? And use what freely been given to you. I don't remember paying for anything that I've learned here. It was freely preached to me, freely ready to receive it. It's up to me now. Because it's not that we have lack of instruction in this church. We have lack of obedience to what we're being preached to. So don't let that be you. So strive to learn from these tips and, you know, show up tomorrow morning when the Word of God's preached. Be ready to say, how can I apply this to my life? Don't be thinking about someone else. How's it apply to you? I always act like pastor's preaching right to me. Even if he's not looking at me, he's preaching to me. How's this apply to me? Because you want to get better, don't you? You want to become complete. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Father, I thank you for the Word of God. Thank you for this church, our pastor, all the men that stand up here and preach your word, Lord. And I pray that we all take heed to it. We all find a way to apply it in our lives and become a more complete Christian for you. In Jesus' name, we ask all these things. Amen.